With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Thursday's resignation of Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt draws decidedly different reactions from Montanans. As Edward O'Brien reports, the man who will take Pruitt's place is proving to be just as divisive.
Scott Pruitt's sudden resignation yesterday came as welcome news to Billings resident Becky Mitchell.
Time and time again, he sided with corporate polluters to the detriment of our air, land, and water.
Mitchell, chair of the Northern Plains Resource Council, pans Pruitt's legacy at EPA.
He eliminated limits on over 200 pollutants that would affect our health and our air quality, taking the word climate change off of the website, and just enabling fossil fuel companies to dictate policy.
Shelby DeMars, spokeswoman for Count on Coal Montana, has a completely different take on Pruitt's legacy.
He started the ball rolling in the right direction in terms of peeling back some of the regulations that we saw the Obama administration put in place that were punitive towards fossil fuels, certainly towards the coal industry.
Former coal lobbyist Andrew Wheeler takes over as acting head of EPA on Monday. Northern Plains Chair Becky Mitchell fears Wheeler will continue to roll back environmental protections.
Unlike Pruitt, I think that he is a D.C. insider who might even be more dangerous as he understands the levers of power and is probably smart enough to avoid the ethical scandals that Pruitt brought on himself.
Resource development and decreasing emissions are not mutually exclusive, according to Count on Coal Montana's Shelby DeMars.
Our hope is that Wheeler will continue the successful regulatory reform process that has begun under Pruitt and that the EPA can create the regulatory certainty that our utility industry needs to invest in long-term emission reduction technology.
In his appearance before a Senate committee last November, Wheeler pledged to recuse himself from any EPA decision-making that conflicted with his work for coal companies or other industries. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.